from KQED.
Farmers and fish scientists are studying thousands of young salmon in a new habitat restoration project outside Sacramento. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer tells us the researchers hope rice fields will help the Chinook salmon recover.
John Brennan's 20 acres grow rice in the summer, but now are the happy home of 50,000 two-inch salmon, which is why he doesn't call them rice fields.
We don't refer to them as rice fields. We only refer to them as surrogate wetlands.
Surrogate wetlands because that's what used to be here. We're standing in a floodplain that doesn't flood naturally anymore, says Jacob Katz of the nonprofit California Trout.
Fish grow much better when they're on the floodplain, on the habitats that adjoin the river rather than in the river itself.
Katz says floodplains provide more food and shelter, so it's easier for young salmon to put on weight, which helps them survive better as they migrate to the ocean. Katz and UC Davis scientists are trying to make the rice fields mimic the wetlands that used to be here. And so far, the results have been promising. The young salmon look bigger and healthier.
What's happening, what we're seeing is what a Central Valley salmon actually should look like.
Chinook salmon populations have declined in recent years, which has fueled a fish versus farms political fight. Katz says the key is creating partnerships with farmers and making sure the salmon don't interfere with rice planting season.
We can create a system that really is win-win-win-win.
An idea that will be crucial as water battles heat up over Governor Jerry Brown's proposal for the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.